This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many people believe what they have always believed, without actually looking into the evidence, without actually proving to themselves that what they have believed and are believing is true. And the concept of evolution is one prime example. Most people believe today, because scientists have told them so, that man has evolved out of a original soup of gases and other ingredients, and out of that soup came certain cells, a mollusk, and then finally man evolved. That is the concept of evolution. And if that sounds silly to you, then I like to read to you something which was published by Express on May 25. But before I go on, I like to encourage you to not just go on and not listen to the end of this program, because at the end of the program, we are going to introduce to you a very important video, which also advertises and gives you the opportunity to ask for a free booklet about what really the Bible has to say about these things. And does the Bible in any way endorse the concept of evolution? Now here, insofar as the article is concerned, it says, a 7-year-long study which examined all known trace fossils across a 200 million year period found that sea creatures made their way from the ocean, the shallow waters, and eventually to spread across the world. There was a rapid evolutionary process followed by long periods of calm. It goes on to say that the population of the critters which went land-bound is small, but spiders emerged from crabs, while slugs and snails came from the same families as squid and cuttlefish. It also says that not many from any one group made the transition from sea to land or fresh water. Each revolutionary burst was an evolutionary experiment. Now, to the sound, intelligent mind, that sounds as silly as it can get. And here we have millions of dollars spent in all likelihood to do this 7-year study, which is complete utter nonsense. You know, what you are then, according to this study, is a walking squid, or a walking cuttlefish, or a walking slug, or a walking snail coming out from crabs. But if that is not fantastic enough, let's go back to the one who actually made popular evolution in our modern world, Charles Darwin. I always wanted to say he was the inventor of evolution, but that is not quite true, because the evolutionary concept, that pagan system, was already taught by the Greeks, and the Apostle Paul knew about it and strongly condemned it in the book of Romans. But insofar as Charles Darwin is concerned, he said that man is nothing else but a walking mollusk. A walking mollusk. Do you really believe that that is a plausible explanation of your existence, which has no future? If that is true, you have no future. You die, you're gone, that's it. Or what about the concept of the Bible? The Bible telling you that God created man, that God created animals, and that animals and man were created by God without an evolutionary process. That is what the Bible tells you. And you have to make a decision. In order to help you making a right decision, not just assuming evolution is correct, or not just assuming the Bible is correct, but looking into the evidence, we have prepared several booklets. One is called The Theory of Evolution. Now, this booklet goes into scientific evidence, quotes from scientists telling you why evolution could not have happened. And then, of course, we have prepared a booklet, Heavens and Earth, Before and After the First Man. And this booklet goes into evolution, but it also goes into the teachings of the Bible insofar as how man came into existence. Was there a world prior to man? Were they creatures like dinosaurs? And what happened to them? And also, of course, it goes most importantly into the future of man. If God created man, why? And what is the potential of man? So all of this and much more can be found in our free booklet on Heavens and Earth, Before and After the First Man. And please stay tuned for this very important video, which tells you more about how you can order this free booklet. For now, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
What is the history of planet Earth? Is everything that exists today a product of evolution? Or did God create everything? Did man coexist with dinosaurs? Did God create ferocious dinosaurs like the Tyrannosaurus Rex? Does the Loch Ness Monster and creatures such as Bigfoot exist today? Who was the Neanderthal man? Did angels or demons have sexual relationships with women? Were there giants on the earth? Who ruled the world prior to Adam, and who has been ruling it ever since? What does the future hold for this planet and for mankind? Is it the potential for humans to become God beings? To receive a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org/contact or click here. Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.